bro. Welcome to the show. This is the Bipolar Badass, and I'm your host, Jazz. I'm here to help you feel like a badass despite your mental illness by helping you find your authenticity, strengths, and passions and mesh them into one beautiful life for yourself. So come on, baddies, let's take it the fuck on. Bro, welcome to the show. I am so excited to be back with you on the 20th of January and just get back to talking about living life with bipolar disorder and going after big shit while you do it. And just being a badass while you do it because you are fighting some bullshit. Anyways, just a little update on Jasmine's life. I am not officially diagnosed yet, I don't think, but I am like pretty certain I have borderline personality disorder. Like, we went through the diagnostic criteria and I meet all of them, or have at some point in time, like recently, like within the past 5 years. So I think that it is something that I need to get like the right type of treatment for, which like I've already been doing DBT, which I know can be really powerful for borderline, and it has been so powerful for me. But it's because I finally admitted to my therapist my anger issues. Like, that is what made me like come out as like having this like borderline personality disorder thing. Because I have some anger issues, man. And if you know me in real life, I've probably blown up on you. Like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But I'm getting better. So anyways, moving on from that, today we are talking about the roots of stability. So the roots, the things that help me, like honestly, the things that I notice when I start doing them, I get back to being stable faster. Like, it starts making other things fall into place. That is my roots of stability. It's like I grow those roots and I stop being flimsy. So that's what I want you to think about as I'm sharing my roots of stability. I think they are pretty universal, to be completely honest. But I think if you have different ones, share them with me. I think you can definitely have more or less, or like a couple of them could be different, but I think some of them are like pretty big staples. But anyways, my 2023 word is, or phrase, I prefer to pick like a phrase because I think it has more meaning. Like, sometimes a word has a lot of impact, and if you can do that, that's great. But I didn't have a word that really impacted me this year, like that like set on my heart. And I tried to find one, and like steady was the best one I found, and it really didn't sit on my heart very well. And then I thought of the phrase, stability requires roots. Roots require care. Because it's a reminder to myself that we require care. Like, stability requires consistent care. So we have to do that. But that's what these are. These are my roots of stability. These are the things that I do to care for myself when I am in an episode to try to make myself better. So first is meds. If you take meds, it is the most important thing to have your meds right. You have a chemical imbalance in your brain, you need your meds. And I'm not saying it is, if you don't take meds, like if you have supplements, if you have something else that helps you out in this manner, do it. Make sure that you're taking your meds. And if it's not actual medicine, if it's supplements, if it's something else that is assisting you in your health, do it. My next root of stability is sleep. This is the one that I think is like pretty damn universal. Like, I think if your sleep isn't right, you aren't right. So that's just a root of stability, sleep. The next is movement. So a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I think movement is like another staple. I know I can start working out. Like, that's the first practice I try to get on point is my workout practice, because everything starts falling into place from there. Like, if I work out, I'm going to take a shower afterwards. And if I take a shower, then why not take my meds, because I'm already in the bathroom and there I am. And then I worked out, so I'm gonna eat good, because I'm not going to ruin the workout by eating bad. And then I'm going to sleep good, because I worked out and I'm eating good. So, like, I'm not going to have as much, like, craziness and, like, going on in my body, because I moved and I ate good. And then did I get to three yet? Three is my next, or three, this is four now. Movement is like my like major root of stability. And I think it's a universal one, because just getting out and moving your body, like getting outside and moving your body is like, nature is another root of stability. It's not one of my five roots that I'm going to cover today, but like getting out into nature is like next level. It's going to make you feel better. Getting the sunlight, getting the trees, the wind, getting the fresh air, it is baller, and you're going to feel it. So going on an outdoor walk, getting in some sort of like intentional movement of some sort. Like, I like workouts, like at-home workouts, and then I like to go sit outside or go for a little walk. You know what I mean? So like, do your movement. But next is fueling yourself. I think this one is really important, that is overlooked by a lot of people. It's overlooked by me, to be completely honest, and I need to stop it. I drink so much caffeine, guys. But you need to be getting enough water. You need to not be getting the stuff that you don't need, like caffeine, like excessive amounts of caffeine. You need to be getting the right amount of proteins and carbs and fats. You need to be watching your diet to the point, not to the point that you're like calorie counting and making sure that you have perfect, but to the point that you know what's going into your body and you know it's good for you. And I'm not saying you can't have your birthday cake. I'm not saying you can't go out to dinner every Friday night and have dessert. Like, I'm not saying those things. Like I said, I struggle with this one. Like, I struggle with fueling myself with good food. But you also, like, you have to have a give and take. And you have to make sure you're fueling yourself with the good stuff most of the time, because that is what's going to fuel your stability. And my last but not least stability root is motivation. So it's getting straight with your motivation first. Like, why do you want the thing that you want? Why do you want just to be alive even? And definitely do that when you're stable. Definitely do that even when you're manic potentially, but like, do it with a therapist, like have somebody help you figure out why. You know what I mean? Figure out your why. Why are you staying here? That's your number one motivation. I have several now. Like, it started out with not very many. Like, and then it turned into more and more and more, because I started looking for them. And I found more and more motivations and reasons to live. And that is one reason I think motivation is important. The next reason I think motivation is important, and the next type of motivation we're going to be talking about, is just putting in inspiration into your life. So I like to listen to like little books and podcasts and stuff like that, but like, you don't have to do that. You just need something that brings you up every day, whether it be like your motivation is having a conversation with your kid every morning. Like, that brings you up every morning. It motivates you to do better every day. Like, if that's your motivation, that's your motivation, and that's fucking great. But you need some sort of motivational aspect to bring you, because like, you have bipolar, like, you are naturally not motivated. unless you're manic, in which case you're overmotivated and you have to figure out that. But you're not generally motivated. And even when you're stable, I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to find that motivation. I don't know if it's because I have ADHD too, but it's hard for me to find that motivation no matter what, unless I'm like crazy manic. And I don't mean to say crazy, but crazy manic. We are naturally not built for motivation a lot of times. So like, find it elsewhere. Figure out what motivates you, who motivates you. Does looking like, for me, I have learned to find a few people that I really look up to and really use them as motivation, use their success as my motivation to keep going. And that's honestly my best form of motivation. But like I said, I like the books and the podcasts, and wherever you find it, take it, because you don't naturally have it. But anyways, those are my 5 roots of stability. I'm going to make like a little 5 roots of stability, graphic for Instagram and share it with y'all. So click on the link in the show notes and get that. So that you can share your roots of stability with me on Instagram. Tag me in it. But that's my podcast for today, and I'm so happy that you listened in. Thank you so much. If you got anything from it, I'd love for you to share it. Like I said, tag me on Instagram, and have a great day.